Cheery Cleary and the Water Brick Mystery.
I was lying peacefully under a tree, my eyes closed, enjoying a warm summer day. For a while, I watched fluffy white clouds pass overhead, and I imagined them as different animals. One cloud was a giraffe, one cloud was a pale blue elephant, and another cloud looked like a duck, with a beard, and an eye patch, like a pirate. A short distance away, Mommy worked in her garden, plunking tomatoes into a basket propped between Benjamin's legs. As my eyes slowly drifted closed, I thought to tell Mommy that Benjamin was throwing the tomatoes to Trouble, our dog, who thought it was a fun game. He snatched them up, smashed them in his mouth, and plopped the gooey remains on the ground, all to Benjamin's gleeful delight. Daddy named our dog Trouble because he ate an entire bowl of ice cream Benjamin left on the table the first day Trouble was in our house, which required an emergency visit to the dog doctor. And since then, Trouble couldn't stay out of, well, trouble. But then I was asleep, and my thoughts floated away with the fluffy clouds, until something very cold started dripping on my face. I sat straight up and nearly bumped heads with Oreo. I blinked away a drop of water by my eye and stared at Oreo. "May I ask what you're doing?" I said. Oreo jumped up and down, babbling on and on about the disappearance of the water bricks. "Water bricks?" I asked. Oreo grabbed my hand and raced me to the deck and pointed to Daddy's coffee cup. I stared down into it. "I don't see anything, certainly no bricks." Oreo pulled the fur on the top of his head until he looked like a mad scientist and whirled around in a circle, going on and on about the disappearance of the water bricks.
"What is this?"
I heard Mommy say, holding Benjamin and looking down at Benjamin's baby pool, Daddy coming over to stand next to her.
"How did those get in there?"
he said. "Oh, I smelled a mystery." Now I was the one who took Oreo by the hand and dashed over to see what everyone was looking at. And what I saw made my eyes widen. Benjamin's baby pool was filled with ice cubes, which Trouble was licking like he was fondly remembering the ice cream he had once eaten. I slowly turned to look at Oreo. "What did you do?" I asked. Oreo decided to look at the sky and slipped like the wind to stand on the other side of Mommy's leg. I shook my head and looked up at Mommy. "Water bricks," I said.
"Water what?"
she asked, grabbing an ice cube out of Benjamin's hand as it was headed towards his mouth. "Water bricks," I repeated. "That's what Oreo calls them." I looked at Oreo, who nodded. It appears he can't understand why they melted in Daddy's coffee.
"Oreo put them in my coffee?"
he said with a raised eyebrow. "Yes, it seems he likes how they float, so he put them in Benjamin's pool and your coffee. Oh, and he said to check your shoes." Daddy rolled his eyes. I then said, He couldn't understand why they disappeared when he put them in your coffee, but not in Benjamin's pool. As though reading my mind, Mommy said,
"Seems a mystery is afoot."
"Yes," I exclaimed. "Oh, how I love a mystery." "To the kitchen," I declared, and began to march toward the house. I stopped when I noticed Oreo had not moved. "Oreo?" "Nothing." "Oreo?" "Nothing." "Oreo!" He grimaced at me and scuffed along to the kitchen, where we discovered there was not a single ice cube to be found. I turned and frowned. "Really, Oreo?" He chose that moment to find a banana fascinating and ate his way through every piece of fruit in the house while we waited for new ice cubes to form in the freezer. I took the opportunity to open the freezer door every 15 minutes to show him the ice cubes hardening. "It's the cold," I told him. He frowned at me and plunked a banana peel on his head and told me he was an octopus. "Oh, Oreo, you are too silly," I laughed. "Now, would you please put your hand in the freezer?" He consulted the banana peel, then shrugged and put his hand in the freezer. He pulled it out and promptly shivered. "Yes," I said, "it's cold. It's the cold that helps the water freeze." He stared at me. "You know how we have to bundle up in the winter before we go outside?" He nodded and climbed the refrigerator to sit on top with a popsicle he had somehow managed to remove from the freezer without me even noticing. "Well," I went on, "we put on extra clothes to stay warm because it's cold. That's why we can build a snowman in the winter and not in the summer, because it's cold." Oreo had stopped listening and instead rummaged through the cabinets to find the treats Mommy had been saving for after dinner. "Look, Oreo," I put out a cold glass of water and a warm glass of water. Then I got a few of the newly frozen ice cubes out. I put one in the cold glass of water and one in the warm. This drew Oreo's attention. Together, we watched as the ice cube in the cold glass of water kept its shape, but the ice cube in the warm glass of water began to disappear. "You see," I said, "it's like Mr. Snowman. He sits in the yard when the weather is cold, but is nowhere to be found when it gets warm. That's because he melts, just like the ice cube. But when it's cold again, he'll be back, just like the ice cube." Before I could blink, Oreo dashed outside with the tray of ice cubes and began plopping them in the new cup of coffee Daddy had on the table.
"Oreo!"
he bellowed, and I chuckled. Oreo had learned the magic of the water bricks. So there you go. Cheery Cleary, Ace Detective, has solved another mystery. Always remember the three rules, fellow detectives. Observe, investigate, and find the solution. Nothing to it. Until we meet again, Case 33119, Water Brick Mystery, is closed.
Join the Wise Owl Pals on Facebook and let Cheery Cleary know what mystery she can solve for you.